Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Fahim Saleh was the CEO of a Nigerian motorbike manufacturing startup. He lived in an apartment on Houston Street. His cousin hadn't heard from him in a while, so he asked the cops to do a welfare check, which they did, but they were in no way prepared for what they found, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
LA police officers found Fahim Saleh in his luxury apartment in several pieces. His torso was on the living room floor, his arms, legs, and head apparently in construction-type trash bags near the torso, because police say they do have his entire body. Saleh's killer may have left suddenly because sources tell 1010 Winds he left an electric saw behind after he was finished decapitating and dismembering Saleh. This woman, a friend of the victim, told Eyewitness News,
"One of the neighbors heard screaming and very loud noises when this happened. He just heard said screaming. He heard a lot of screaming."
Surveillance video shows a man attacking Saleh as they got off the 7th floor elevator. Then they apparently took the dispute into Saleh's apartment, where one cop on the scene told the New York Post, "This is ugly." John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
There were more shootings overnight in the city, including 6 people all shot in Crown Heights, one of them fatally. 4 of the victims shot at the corner of President and Franklin, and that's where we find 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern this morning. Roger?
Good morning, Lee. The investigation's still in its early stage, but here's what we know. 6 people were shot in Crown Heights, 4 men and 2 women. One of them, a 30-year-old man, has died. The others are in stable condition. It happened about 2:15 this morning at the intersection of President Street and Franklin Avenue in Crown Heights. Police are looking for the 2 to 3 shooters who came and went on foot. Cops not sure what led to the shooting, but say it may have been a dispute. Meanwhile, the intersection is blocked off, investigators continuing their probe. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Crown Heights.
Now, the mayor is vowing to put a stop to all this, but he's not really saying how he's going to do it.
Mayor de Blasio in Harlem addressed the recent spike in gun violence in the city.
"So we're going through a very tough time."
He spoke to a community here in Harlem just hours after 2 people were shot across the East River in Far Rockaway, where a 15-year-old boy and a 34-year-old man was killed inside an apartment. De Blasio stood in the street here making this promise to New Yorkers.
"We will take back our streets in this city."
Police continue their investigations into the shootings. Darius Rantzias, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at today's funeral for Brandon Hendricks Ellison, one of the many young men shot to death in recent weeks here in the city. Brandon was 17 years old. He was headed to St. John's University to play basketball, but he was gunned down in the Bronx. Some have blamed the massive Black Lives Matter protests in the city for the spike in positive test results among young New Yorkers, but Mayor de Blasio's top public health advisor is insisting it wasn't the protests, but rather people going to outdoor restaurants and bars. Dr. Jay Varma says that the spike is the result of increased social mobility, adding there's nothing we can see that directly links the protests to the rise that we're seeing right now among younger people. Action has been taken against some of the more popular gathering spots, notably the famous White Horse Tavern in the Village, which was shut down last week for violating social distancing rules. Suffolk County reported 102 positive test results yesterday, first time that figure has topped 100 in a single day since March. And there may be a very specific reason for that uptick.
These numbers should be a wake-up call today. This is not over.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, who says that many of the cases were traced to a party, a 4th of July party in the county. People flying into New York from 22 states where COVID-19 test results are ticking up are supposed to fill out contact tracing forms when they arrive or face a fine of $2,000. But the Port Authority, which runs the airport, say it's not clear how many passengers actually filled out the form. Some were unaware that they were supposed to do that. Others didn't take it seriously. But a spokeswoman for the governor says New York does not accept feigned ignorance as an excuse.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.